Back now with Day to Day. Tonight, HBO looks at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict through a different lens, the eyes of two grieving mothers.
Their daughters died together on March 29, 2002. One was a Palestinian suicide bomber, the other her victim, an Israeli Jew.
In pictures, 18-year-old Ayat al-Akras and 17-year-old Rachel Levy look like sisters. Here's a clip from the HBO documentary called To Die in Jerusalem.
This was the first time that I think we discovered that a suicidal bomber can be also a teenager. The victim was of the same age. The injuries were located more or less in the same parts of the body. It's sort of like a mirror image. It was quite difficult to reassociate the body parts because they were so similar.
They have the same body shape, okay? The same dark long hair. The same dark eyes and big eyes, okay? When you look at them, you don't see difference.
Two girls, two sides, one coming to do her shopping, one coming to blow herself up.
Those are voices from To Die in Jerusalem, the forensic pathologist Yehuda Yis, along with Rachel Levy's mother and her brother. Our colleague Madeline Brandt spoke with the film's director.
Hila Madalia, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell me how you first got the idea to make this movie.
At the time, I was a student here in the States, and I needed to do a film for my master's. And I knew I wanted something about the conflict, and I was looking for a personal story. And then this bombing happened, and I just read it in the newspaper, and I saw the picture of the two girls, and I was stunned.
Ayat and Rachel, they look so similar. There's a scene where Ayat's father is holding up the cover of Newsweek magazine from 2002 when this bombing took place, and it's a picture of both the girls side by side. And even he points to Rachel and says, "That's Ayat, Ayat's father." And it really just says so much that these girls, they look like they could have been sisters or at least friends.
I'm sure they could have been friends in a different place and in a different times. Unfortunately, the situation now is there is no contact, really.
Now, you are Israeli?
I'm Israeli.
So it must have struck a particular chord with you.
Being an Israeli, the conflict is something that you live and breathe every day, and growing up there, everybody knows someone that got hurt by the conflict. So I really wanted to tell the story, and I was looking for a very personal story that can be obviously a microcosm for the whole issue. And I was also wanting to tell the story from, so to speak, both sides.
Mm-hmm. And it must have been easier, though, to tell it from the Israeli side.
Yeah, because I'm Israeli and I can easily relate. But just being with Abigail Levy, the mother of Rachel, the Israeli girl, it was also actually quite an experience for me. First of all, she's so, when we first met the first time, she told me that she wanted to meet the parents of the Palestinian girl. And on the Palestinian side, even though I grew up in Israel and the Palestinian refugee camp, the closest to my house is not so far away. It's maybe 16 miles away. I never seen a refugee camp. So this was a whole experience on a very different level.
What did you think when you met the parents of the suicide bomber, Ayat? This is Samir, the mother, and Abu Samir.
Right. You know, first of all, I was very scared to even just go to the camp. I think I was scared from the unknown. I didn't know how it is like. I could only imagine. And then there was also the language barrier. So it took a while till I really felt close to them.
Did it change your view growing up in Israel? Did it change your view of Palestinians?
I wouldn't say change my view as much as I feel more educated. I think the interesting thing is that my parents, for example, they had a lot of interactions with Palestinians, where my generation had little and the younger generation has none.
Between the two sides.
Yes.
All. And you really see that towards the end of the movie. The two mothers finally meet. They're unable to meet face to face for various reasons, but they meet via a satellite hookup.
Right.
And I think both sides are trying so hard to convince the other side about what they're going through and their perspective. And yet, even though they share so much, they share so much in common, they're both grieving mothers of young, beautiful, talented young women. They cannot reach across that divide.
I think Abigail was really trying to say, enough, and let's not talk about the politics because we are not going to get anywhere. And let's talk about the personal kind of story, being mothers and losing our daughter, and let's look to the future. And she asked Umm Samir to really condemn and say that what her daughter did is not the way and we should do something else. And Umm Samir is locked into this historical narrative of victimhood of the Palestinians, who she cannot leave that.
When the two mothers meet, Abigail and Umm Samir, Abigail says to Umm Samir, "Your daughter and my daughter got killed for nothing."
Right. For Abigail, she lost her daughter for nothing. That's bombing didn't solve the Middle East conflict. She didn't get anything, and to her also, Umm Samir didn't get anything. But for Umm Samir, she sees that as an act on the way to achieve the rights. The Palestinians always look at themselves as the people of the last stand. So that's another fight in the many fights that they have to fight, which we don't see this way.
We being Israelis.
Israelis, yeah.
As you say, it does seem to be a microcosm of the whole conflict, and it does seem at the end of your movie to be rather hopeless.
The meeting, actually in reality, took 4 hours. And none of these mothers left because they were really trying to get to some resolution despite all the difficulties and disagreement that they had. And I think that's the hope.
Hila Madalia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hila Madalia is the director of the documentary To Die in Jerusalem. It airs tonight on HBO.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.